This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With less than a week until Election Day, President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden and their running mates are making last-ditch pitches to voters. Trump is holding rallies in Arizona, a key Republican state that he won in 2016. Biden received a briefing on the coronavirus pandemic from several health experts in Wilmington, Delaware. At a news conference, the Democratic presidential nominee said he won't avoid reality and the hard work that will be needed to end the pandemic.
I'm not running on the false promise of being able to end this pandemic by flipping a switch. But what I can promise you is this. We will start on day one doing the right things. We'll let science drive our decisions. We will deal honestly with the American people.
More than 71 million Americans have already voted ahead of next week's election. That is more than half the number that voted in total in 2016. The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google faced some tough questions at a Senate hearing Wednesday for alleged anti-conservative bias in the company's social media platforms. Twitter's Jack Dorsey, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, and Google's Sundar Pichai testified to the Senate Science, Commerce, and Transportation Committee virtually over their restrictions on certain content on their platforms. Facebook CEO and founder Mark Zuckerberg says reasonable people can disagree when it comes to political information on social media sites.
People have very different ideas and views about where the lines should be. Democrats often say that we don't remove enough content, and Republicans often say we remove too much.
Lawmakers of both parties are assessing the company's tremendous power to disseminate speech and ideas and are looking to challenge their long-enjoyed bedrock legal